Hello and welcome to The Co-working Club, a podcast for female business owners who want to work for themselves, not by themselves. I'm your host, Jessica Berry, and each week I'll be chatting to a new guest all about the realities of running your own business, sharing tips and tricks for dealing with the loneliness and isolation that comes with working from home, as well as discussing the benefits of building community through co-working. So what are you waiting for? Come and join the club. Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of The Co-working Club. I'm so happy you have decided to tune in, and today I'm going to be chatting all about how to take guilt-free time off from your business, which couldn't be more relevant with Christmas just around the corner. I'm on the official countdown now until I finish for my Christmas break. I'm going to take 2 whole weeks off, and it definitely feels needed right now. So I want to start with a question. When was the last time that you stepped back from your business and took some quality time off? And I don't mean the kind of time off where you still check your inbox multiple times a day and fire off a couple of emails to a client. I mean the kind of break where you really switch off, you prioritize rest above anything else, and you take the time to recharge your batteries. For many of us, the pandemic meant that we took even less time off than usual over the past couple of years. There were no exotic holidays to book or exciting plans to make, and as a result, we simply chugged on and continued to turn up to our desks day after day, despite feeling exhausted. Now, don't get me wrong, planning time off as a business owner is much harder than simply submitting your holiday request, waiting for it to get approved by HR, and then skipping out of the office on your merry way. But it's also so important to prioritize rest, and it is well worth the time and the effort that it takes to make it happen. So in this episode, I'm going to share some of my top tips and advice to help you plan in some time away from your business, and more importantly, enjoy it totally guilt-free. So my number one tip is to plan your time off in advance. As business owners, a lot of us will often say, I'll wait and see until when work is quiet and then I'll take some time off. But the truth is, if you don't make a conscious effort to plan in a break, then you will always find things to fill your time with. That is just the life of a business owner. Our to-do lists never end. So why not sit down with your calendar and plan out when you're going to take your next break right now? And this is for you if you haven't planned in any time off over Christmas yet. When you're thinking about when you're going to take some time away from your business, try to think about when work is naturally busier and if there are any quieter periods that you can take advantage of. Christmas is a great one to really maximize on because most businesses will take time off over the festive period. So you can really kind of rest and relax in the knowledge that everyone else has slowed down as well. Most people will be taking a couple of days off, if not a couple of weeks, so why not think about how you could use this time? For the past 18 months, we've been stuck at home, we've not been able to see friends and family, and hopefully things are going to be different this year, so why not really make the most of that and make some really nice festive plans with people that you've not been able to see in a while, and really use this time to just catch up, socialise, or just chill out on the sofa, watch Christmas films. If you're anything like me, I love a good puzzle, and last year I really got into embroidery, so that was a really nice way to wind down over the Christmas period instead of being stuck at my laptop. I personally always try to finish on the Friday before Christmas, and I'll usually go back to work in the first week of January at some point. And I worked in retail for years when I was younger, and I literally would only have Christmas Day off, and I hated it. So now that I have complete control of my calendar, I'm really keen to just take as much time off around Christmas as possible. So once you've made a decision on when you'll be stepping back from your business, make sure to add the dates into your calendar to hold yourself accountable to sticking to your plans. And when it comes to planning your time off in advance, there's no such thing as too early. I like to have a rough idea of when I'll be taking time off throughout the entire year. And for me, I usually like to take 2 weeks off in May, in September, and then December as well. Shorter breaks, like a couple of days off here and there, or long weekends, can then be slotted in between, as they tend to require a little bit less notice or preparation. So if you've been caught out this year and maybe you're not able to take as much time off as you'd like to because you've not been able to prepare, put in your Christmas 2022 plans now. By setting a goal or creating an intention, you really have something to work towards. So knowing that I like to take 2 weeks off at Christmas means that I can manage my workload and better prepare myself and my business for that time off. And when you're planning your time off, it's also important to think about whether your last or your first day in the office is the same day that you will communicate to your clients or customers. Would you really benefit from having a day or so to yourself to be able to wrap up work before you finish or catch up when you return to your desk? Having a buffer day at either end of your time off can be really useful for tying up those loose ends and making sure that you're able to really ease into your break instead of rushing to the finish line, feeling stressed after a hectic day. So the next step after deciding when you'll be taking a break is to communicate this with your clients, customers, team members, and basically anyone else who might need to know. Try to do this as early as possible so that you're able to put a clear plan in place in the lead up to your break, and you can really work together to make the process as seamless as possible. Depending on the way that you work with clients, this stage will look different to pretty much every business owner. If you work with retainer clients, it might be a case of simply front-loading the work before you take a break. This is what I used to do as a social media manager. So, you know, if I was taking a 2 week break, I would make sure way in advance that that content was planned, approved, and scheduled to go out whilst I was away. And it might just mean the client kind of picking up the engagement side of things whilst you're not around. Obviously, that example is very specific to social media managers, but from my experience and from chatting to other business owners in that industry, I know that they find it particularly hard to take time off because social media is such an active and fast-moving industry, but it can be done. Chat to other people in the industry and find out how they do it. Just because something's hard doesn't mean that it's not worth the effort that it takes to make it happen. If you work on more of a project basis, then it might be that you simply don't take on any new projects that will fall into the dates that you'll be away, and you really manage expectations when it comes to when you will be able to deliver on certain work. And with that in mind, it's super important to be mindful of what you're saying yes to in the weeks and months leading up to you taking time off, because you don't want to have to let a client down later down the line or end up having to compromise on your precious time off. On to tip number 3, which is to set clear boundaries to make sure that you take the time off. So as well as setting clear boundaries with clients and customers about what will and won't be happening during your break, you also need to make sure that you set clear boundaries with yourself so that you're not tempted to slip back into work mode when you have that sudden pesky urge to pull up your inbox. So make sure to set expectations with clients and let them know that you won't be contactable during your time off. If there's anyone that clients should be directing any urgent inquiries to, i.e. a team member, make sure that they have their contact details. Next is to set a clear out of office that details the dates that you'll be away from your desk and when the sender can expect a response by. Please don't make the mistake of promising to respond on the very first day that you're back in the office, because it might take some time to get through your inbox and respond to everyone. And finally, share a post on Instagram to let people know the dates that you'll be away and that you won't be responding to messages during this time. Moving on to boundaries to set with yourself. The first is to delete the email app from your phone and make sure to log out of apps like Slack and Voxer if you're likely to receive work-related messages. Mute any WhatsApp conversations that are with clients or anyone that you chat to in a work capacity. And don't look at what other business owners are doing during your time off. Consider doing a social media detox where you delete the apps completely over your break so that you're not constantly reminded of work. And finally, put work-related things out of sight as much as possible so that you're not tempted to pick up your laptop or log into your emails. Just putting your laptop away in a cupboard can make all the difference. And just a note here to say that if you do have any inspired ideas whilst you're taking a break, which I'm sure you will once you've given your brain a chance to relax, make sure to jot them down in the notes app on your phone or notebook if you have one handy, so that you can get back to relaxing, safe in the knowledge that you've got them out of your head and down on paper. And my third and final tip is to make a plan for when you return to work. Switching out of work mode and into rest and relaxation mode as a business owner can be tough, so give yourself the best chance at success by creating a plan for when you return to work, so that you don't spend all of your time off worrying about what awaits you when you arrive back at your desk. I always try to leave at least my first day back in the office after a break as meeting free, because that way you have the chance to ease into your day, catch up with your inbox, and get your head back in the game without having the pressure of having to jump on lots of client calls. Whenever you're booking in your time off, try to block out these buffer days in your calendar too, so that you're not caught off guard when it comes to scheduling calls and meetings and totally forget that you want to have these days to yourself. There's often the expectation that your first day back at your desk after taking some time off is going to be really hectic and filled with chaos, but try to move away from that idea if possible and take your first day back in the office gently. Because what's the point in even taking a break if you're just going to burn yourself out on your first day back? Try to plan in some tasks that you enjoy doing for your first day back so that you have something to look forward to. Try to plan in some tasks that you enjoy doing for your first day back so that you have something to really look forward to. It's likely that you'll probably be suffering from a touch of the holiday blues, so you don't want to add to that with having tasks that you dread tackling first thing. And my biggest tip here is, before you finish for Christmas, make sure to get your tax return filed, as there is nothing worse, and I'm speaking from experience here, than coming back to work in January and being faced with dealing with the HMRC website. So take it from me, take it from my learnings, get that tax return filed before you finish for Christmas. It will feel like a real weight off your shoulders. So the whole point of creating a plan for when you return to work is to make that first week as stress-free as possible. So if you want to avoid having the panic of what on earth to post on social media, try to dedicate some time to creating content before you head off on your break, so that it's one less thing to think about. I'll definitely be planning and scheduling at least the first week of January's content before I head off for Christmas, so that I know that it's just taken care of and it's not on my mind those days leading up to coming back. And my final point on this would be to be mindful about scheduling launches in the first couple of weeks that you're back at your desk after a break, because there's so much that goes into a launch and everything that you still need to do will probably weigh quite heavy on your mind whilst you're trying to relax. I know that January is a big time for launches in your business, but I've really thought about how I want those first couple of weeks to feel when I'm back at my desk, and I really don't want to feel stressed and overwhelmed and like I've got a million and one things to do. I really want to be able to ease into the year, so I've been mindful to schedule any launches towards the end of January or even into February. So that wraps up my tips on how to take guilt-free time off as a business owner. I've been self-employed for 4 years now, and it's really only over the last year or so that I've become truly comfortable with stepping back from my business and switching off. And that's really because I've been able to see the real value and impact that comes from prioritizing rest as a business owner. Taking time off from my business means that I'm able to focus on hobbies outside of my work, enjoy some downtime, fill up my cup so that I come back to work feeling well rested, usually with a ton of new ideas, and actually have the motivation and the energy to start working on them. So I really hope that you found this episode useful. If you haven't scheduled any time off for Christmas, this is your cue to do just that. After the couple of years that we've had, it really is so needed, and I am so excited for 2 weeks of putting my feet up, watching Christmas films, stuffing myself with Quality Street, and just really embracing some downtime. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back next week with my final podcast episode of 2021. See you then! If you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe so you keep up to date with all of future episodes. And if you could possibly leave a review, it would really help us in this early stage of launching the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next Monday.